But if you had a rack, you used a saw, saw it, and rack. So you laid it in a rack, fork it like that, and it held it, weighed it. Uh-huh. And you could saw it up and lay it in that rack, and it wouldn't roll around on you.
What if you were going to saw some boards, something that carpenters use, sort of A-shaped frame? You need two of them, you could lay a board across them.
Yeah, them are horses, they call them saw horses. Mm-hmm. Hell, them, now I ain't much on that carpenter business. I don't know much about carpentering. I always take mine up in machinery. Mm-hmm. I worked on machinery. I was a mechanic, see, mm-hmm. on old cars and things like that.
Well, that's why you're doing mechanic on the bus.
Yeah, I drove the bus and done the mechanic work. I kept the bus.
Kept them all up.
And I'd say if I to fix my hair, I'd use a comb and a
brush, huh?
And if I was going to use that, I'd say I was going to wet my hair. I was going to
brush your hair. Or?
Okay. And something you'd put in a pistol, you'd call that a
cottage.
And sharpen a straight razor. You'd use a leather
strap, razor strap, they called them. Uh-huh. Well, I got tore up with them. I know what they are. I've had them laid on me. That's what they used to do. They wouldn't take time to get a switch. They had a razor strap hanging up the side of the wall, and they'd reach up and say, come here, and they'd get that razor strap. And we called it razor soup. They'd say, you go get some razor soup if you don't behave.
What about something you'd sharpen a knife on?
Well, that'd be a wet rock or a hone or something like that. Mm-hmm. What we used to use, now we got a nice sharpener in yarn, it's electric, pull it through it. But used to it would be a piece of a fine grade of stone, you know, that you could hone it on, like a razor hone or something. I've seen my daddy had a razor hone, he'd hone that razor and then he'd strap it on that razor strap. Make it sharp, but I tell you, most of them I ever seen, when I got big enough, shaved, pulled far out of me. I didn't like them.
What about something sharpen an axe or something big on?
Well, that'd be a grind, them old grindstones, old handers you used to turn with hand, the old grind rock, you know, them old grindstones, mm-hmm. sharpen axe. If you sharpen on, like emery, like we got now, it ruins them, see? You can't sharpen axe on emery, it ruins the axe if you sharpen it on emery. Because it runs too fast and it burns your axe. It heats your axe and it ruins it. You got to sharpen them on something that turns real slow, like a grindstone, you know, just grind it real slow. Because if you speed that up, the heat will ruin your axe. It's got to be ground on there slow like, or piled on with a file or something like that. But you grind them on a grindstone is what we used to have. And some of them turned by hand, they finally got smart and put pedals on them. They set up a straddle out and pedal the thing and see what, mm-hmm. while they sharpened their axes on it.
Say if there was a log across the road, you'd say, I tied a chain to it and we wet it out of the road.
Do what?
If there was a log in the road, you'd say, we tied a chain around it and then we...
And drug it out of the road, let it just say, or winched it out, or whatever you want to call it.
Uh-huh.
But most we always say drug it out because we didn't have no winches. We didn't know what a winch was.
You'd say, we have what many logs out of this road? We have done what?
Do what?
Talking about doing that, you'd say, we have what several logs out of the road?
Yeah, drug out several logs is what I'd say. Boy, we drug out a bunch of logs today.
Okay. And something that children play on, you take a board and it goes up and down.
Oh, that's a seesaw.
Uh-huh. Any other names for that?
Well,